It's 1 p.m. on a weekday at Be Defined Fitness in Belleville, Kansas. This is a quiet time for owner Kendra Short. Later this evening, her husband Shannon will come to help at the fitness center, and she'll teach dance lessons in her studio upstairs. Right now, with a break in her schedule, Kendra talks about her dreams for life in Belleville. She says starting a business in her rural hometown wasn't always part of her plan.
When I first graduated high school, there would have been no way that I would have told you that I was moving back here. I definitely wanted to get out there and see.
Now, in her mid-20s, Kendra sees Republic County in north central Kansas as the perfect place to settle down.
As we got married, though, and as we're thinking about starting a family, Belleville, there's no other place.
But they weren't sure about the timing. The couple lives in Salina, a much bigger city about an hour away. Kendra started a dance studio in Belleville 3 years ago. They bought the fitness center last year, and they started to think about moving. That's also when they heard about the state's Rural Opportunity Zone program, known as ROZ.
We say that everything keeps lining up and that everything happens for a reason.
Now the time is right, and the price is right. $15,000 right. You see, the ROZ program encourages growth in 50 rural counties in Kansas. Move there from out of state, and you'll get a Kansas income tax waiver for 5 years. If you graduated college with student loans, the state will repay $15,000 of those for moving to a ROZ county, even if you live in Kansas already. It's a great deal for the Shorts, who together have about $90,000 in student loans. They recently closed on property in Belleville and plan to start building a house this summer. Now that they've done their part, they're counting on the state to do its part. The Shorts are two of 800 ROZ applicants. Soon, they hope to be among the 450 who've been approved. Chris Harris is the ROZ program director.
Almost 70% of the people that do move there say that ROZ was an important or the most important factor in their decision. Some of me will go so far as saying it's what put us over the edge, and it's what will keep us here. They'll lay down roots. They'll become part of the community.
Regrowing the roots of rural Kansas isn't cheap. The state has allocated $1 million a year for ROZ, and the counties themselves cover half of student loan repayment. Harris says it's a necessary expense.
In many areas in rural Kansas, the employment problem isn't always a matter of lack of jobs, but rather a lack of people to fill the necessary jobs.
Harris says the program aims to attract young professionals in fields such as healthcare and education who will end up settling down in rural Kansas. Student loan benefits are portioned out over 5 years.
To get them to not only come there, but to stay there.
State Senator Marcy Francisco isn't so sure the program actually does that. She says it rewards people coming in from out of state while ignoring those who have lived and worked here all along.
It's not very targeted in terms of who it helps. So it doesn't help people who are there to stay.
And in a state that's getting national attention for its efforts to cut its budget, she argues, it doesn't make sense to start waiving income tax and repaying people's student loans.
At the same time we're saying you can get a tax deduction, we were saying we don't have enough taxes in Kansas to pay for the arts, to support public broadcasting, to support expansion of Medicare or other ways we can help our rural hospitals.
But Luke Mayen, co-director of economic development in Republic County, says the ROZ math works. The county pays $1,500 a year to a Rural Opportunity Zone recipient, and each year it gets about half that back in property tax.
And that doesn't even count the sales tax. They buy products here, support local businesses, buy gas. That money's coming back into the county. If they had students, that money would go into the local school systems, providing more jobs. So the multiplier effect would definitely recoup that money less than 10 years for each of these people.
Of course, that plan only works if recipients stay in rural Kansas. Program Director Harris thinks they will. Nearly 80% of applicants have some sort of ties to rural Kansas. They know what they're signing up for. Kendra Short knows all about the difficulties of living in a rural area. She named her dance studio The Turning Point, in part because she hopes it will be one.
When I was growing up, my parents had to drive me an hour each way for dance lessons, and they did that 2 to 3 days a week. I had always said that if we did end up back in this area, that I was going to start something in Belleville so that kids would have the opportunity and parents wouldn't have to drive that far.
In the 3 years since she opened her studio, membership has grown from 30 students to around 100, and that in a community of just under 2,000. It's perhaps with stories like this in mind that the state is looking to expand the program. In early April, the Senate passed a bill adding 23 counties to the program. It's still under consideration in the House. Yet, despite the early buzz, it will be years before the state knows if ROZ will bring long-term growth to rural communities. It may find it takes more than a few dance studios and a few $1 million to bring about a real turning point. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Justine Grieve.